If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
John Hansen checking in now from Block Club Chicago. We call this extremely local news. Good morning, John. Let's talk about that stretch of railroad tracks running through the middle of Lakewood Avenue in Lincoln Park. What's going on with that?
Yeah, you know, and good morning, Bob. You know, I think a lot of people who have walked around Chicago streets, they'll notice sometimes the old railroad tracks from the streetcars. There's still some areas of Logan Square where you can see that. And in some of the previously industrial areas of the city, you can still see where train tracks used to run, usually on some of the diagonal strange streets that we see in the Lincoln Park neighborhood especially. And I don't know, it kind of harkens back to the past. It's kind of cool to see them, right? They sit on the ground there. They don't provide any train travel anymore. But as the city has been redoing all the sewers slowly, surely, and loudly over the last few years and will continue to do so, a lot of these streetcar roads or these railroad track roads are going to be ripped up. And I think people get it, right? I don't think people expect them to put the railroad tracks back on down. Mm-hmm. It is kind of a lost history, though, and it really opened up an opportunity for our reporter Patrick Philbin on the north side just to really like dive deep into the fact that some of these neighborhoods where we have these multi-million dollar homes and we have this really great development around the area, there really is an industrial past to some of these neighborhoods. And when you lose these train tracks, you lose a little bit of that touch of history. And so Patrick wrote up a whole article about just the specific train line, what this was all about, the ties to Lincoln Park's railroad past. We got some old pictures from back in the day when trains would go through these areas, and then some pictures from the 70s and 80s of kids riding their bikes over it. One benefit, though, is that rats will have less places to go. Apparently, these little tracks that run through these neighborhoods are a great place for rats to have an underground network to run through, too. So,
rat track.
Yeah, rat track. There you go. So those will be ripped on up.
Yeah, there are other areas of the city where you see old railroad tracks from old railroad lines. And what wasn't the 606 one of those?
Yeah, that was that elevated line, right, that for years had been abandoned. And then they finally decided, hey, let's do something with it. They were inspired by the High Line in New York mm-hmm. City. So that took about 10 or 15 years to develop fully. And if you haven't been up there since it opened a couple of years ago, some of the plants that they have planted over the years, now they have grown big, and it looks it's really an urban oasis running through the northwest side of the city.
I was very sorry to read your report about Marie's Pizza yeah. there on Lawrence Avenue closing after what was it, almost, I don't know how many decades, 70, 80, whatever. And now we have news about a popular Cuban restaurant, and it's closing, or it's closed already.
Yeah, I almost called you about Marie's, Bob, but I didn't want to interrupt your break.
You would have upset me even.
I know. It was right near the new year, too. I didn't want to give you the bad vibes. I figured we'd break it to you when I came back here. But
Thank you.
No problem. 90 Miles Cuban Cafe. There are actually two locations, and one was in Roscoe Village, and that one's going to be shut down permanently. And people have loved 90 Miles for a long time. They've got a Logan Square outpost that is currently closed as of the last report on Friday, but should be reopening. And the story just kind of reads like your traditional restaurant story that has troubles. Right, they made it through the pandemic. People weren't maybe visiting as much. They got behind on rent in a certain place in one of the locations, and unfortunately not going to be able to reopen. And there's a lot of restaurant back and forth drama about it in the story that I won't have people, but if you love this place, you'll want to read it. But it's just another lesson that if you love a place and you haven't gone in a long time, we have to patronize these businesses, otherwise they're going to meet a similar fate.
Exactly. Burger fans will be happy about the small Cheval news. Tell us about this.
Oh, man. Another Cheval opening up in Lincoln Square. This has been much anticipated, and the sign went up. And we talked to the people that are expanding another Cheval over at the corner of Montrose and Lincoln, and they think that maybe by the end of this week it will be ready to go. Of course, famed burgers. It's got a couple other locations as well. Keeps on popping up with new ones. And they're excited because it used to be a retail or a realtor's office. And they've they've really redesigned it to be a restaurant. And Bob, this is cool. It used to be in what was, until the election we just had, a dry precinct. I think I remember Seamus chatting with you about that story. Mm-hmm. About for 117 years, there was a dry precinct in the Lincoln Square neighborhood that few people really knew about, just a little small area. And when we did some coverage on it, they decided to put it on the ballot and make it a wet precinct, meaning they could actually have a restaurant that serves liquor. So it'll be small Cheval.
More on the website, blockclubchicago.org, and more from John Hansen on the Block Club podcast, including things to do outside in and around Chicago, even in the winter season. Check it out. John, thank you. You have a good one.
Thanks. I'll let everyone else go outside.
Especially today.